Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I am Courtney from LA. Guys, this is a special edition episode of Two Judgy Girls.
This is an exclusive, only talking about Bachelor Nation and Rachel Lindsay's season.
Mm-hmm. We're talking straight up first episode. There's a lot to get through. We know some people just want to listen for The Bachelor, so we want to do a special episode just for you guys and break this episode down.
Okay, thoughts on the episode, like overall, are you excited for the season?
Yeah, so I have a few points I'd like to address.
Sure.
One.
Go ahead, my little rose.
Thank you. One, there are so many men this season. Like 31.
I get overwhelmed. It's like two. I have a problem with that.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Let me tell you why I think mm-hmm. this. So remember during Brit and Caitlyn's season when they're like tried to do the gimmick of like, which bachelorette do you actually want? Blah, blah, blah. And they were like worried that people were going to leave. And I think that happened with like Ashley's season too. Like people were leaving. And so I think that ABC is so overly cautious about having a black bachelorette that they're like, we need to bring as many guys in because if people leave, we still need people to be there.
Oh my gosh. So they were extra covering their ass because they were afraid.
That's what I think. What do you think?
I think that's a great theory. For me as the audience and taking notes on this show, I was so overwhelmed.
A lot of them all look the same.
There's too many of them.
Yeah.
And then you like already knew. I knew immediately who was not going to get the rose.
Yeah.
Because I was like.
When that music starts playing?
No. I knew immediately because they didn't stand out. And I was like, who is that person? I've never seen that person before.
Yeah. Or when they were doing like the limo introductions, they'd have like the other guys who we'd already met, you know, like doing their talking heads and interspersed with these guys. And I'm like, I don't even remember. Who is this guy? Like, why aren't we getting like a proper introduction? They're like, well, yeah, because they're not making it past this night.
Totally. But
I think she has a great group of guys.
Peter was a standout for me.
If Peter is not the winner of this season, he is definitely the next Bachelor.
Okay, so he totally charmed me. He's like, I love how he was so complimentary about her mm-hmm. and like how they both had that bond of gap teeth.
Yes, I thought that was really adorable.
But his like plaid jacket, his smile, and he was like really taken back by her in person, which I thought was mm-hmm. very charming. However...
Uh-huh.
I did a little research this Uh-oh. Afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I did not like his bio on ABC.com. He is a personal trainer / fitness guy / model.
Well, Sean B was a personal trainer.
Him and Caitlin are being great. This Peter guy, he already has like 20,000 followers on Instagram.
Are we one of them?
I just clicked it. Yes, we are.
Oh no!
But
20,001.
He's definitely
maybe not here for the right reasons.
Definitely not here. For the right reasons. I
also think that people now go on this show to be the next Bachelor, Bachelorette.
100%. He's a great contestant for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But. I think that they had a good connection. He's in the preview for, well, spoiler alert, he makes it to the next round. He gets that first rose during the ceremony, but the preview only showed good things about him, which is what they like to do for people who are going to make it far or potential right. to be the next Bachelor.
No, I think they'll shed him in a good light. Mm-hmm. Girls are going to be swooning over him for sure.
Yeah.
But there was something that I was like reading in his bios. And he was lame as fuck.
I feel like his picture on the bios, like, didn't really stand out to me. Most of them don't. There are a lot of these, like, I feel like they always pick the, like, maybe most generic looking of them so that everyone kind of starts on the same playing field.
Wait, why does ABC still use that, like, blue weird background for their headshots?
And they give them, like, they get the shoulder lean in.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's not. I don't understand. I think maybe it's just kind of continuing with tradition of like this is season 13 of The Bachelorette.
I prefer The Bachelorette so much more than The Bachelor.
Well, I think that's you're actually like pretty much the kind of the opposite of America.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, The Bachelorette always has lower ratings than The Bachelor, and I think it's because girls bring more drama.
I think these guys are going to get into some fights with each other.
Yeah, there is going to be a lot of drama. What I don't like, though, about The Bachelorette, though, is, like, all these guys come in, they're, like, all, like, puffing their chests, and they're, like, they're in it for the competition because guys, by nature, are so competitive that they mm-hmm. just want to win, whether it's winning for Rachel or winning just to win. Like, everybody's always has, like, this straight and narrow mindset of I have to win, as opposed to, like, the other girls who, like, come on, they like maybe are really trying to find love. They're a little crazy, but they're trying to actually find love.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. Wait, let me, I brought up mm-hmm. some of the points that I don't like about Peter.
Oh, okay.
He moved to Athens to do modeling for 3 months.
Athens, Georgia?
Greece. The country.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, his personality traits, he's looking for in a mate. Motherly. I don't know if I like that comment.
I don't know if I want my person to be fatherly or motherly. That seems like, is that maybe a mama's boy?
I think that's weird. Yeah. And then if like, if you could be someone else for one day, what would it be? Is that a professional football player?
Because he's a big Packers fan. I saw it's his Insta.
It's his favorite sport and an awesome paycheck. I just thought it was lame. And then he talks about this one time. They're like, tell us a fun story about a one night stand. And I'm just like, I don't know. I know too much about Peter.
I also think it's interesting that he got the first rose in the rose ceremony. And then let's talk about who got the first impression rose. It was another white guy.
Yes.
And and Nick was the first white guy that Rachel has ever dated. So it's very interesting.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so it's very interesting that those were her first two choices. Did you like Brian? Is that his name, Brian? Yes.
He definitely has charisma.
Yes.
He's a chiropractor. He's 37. He like was super blunt. He's like, I don't want to waste my time. And then he spoke Spanish to her.
He's like, despacito.
Despacito. In Puerto Rico. No, but he's from Colombia, right?
Well, sure.
But then he just went in for that kiss. I thought it was super aggressive. Okay,
this is my problem that I have.
Enjoyed it.
I have this
She's
problem
a bad
with
kisser.
These
shows. She's a bad kisser.
Okay, that was my question. Do you think it's her? Or do you think it's him?
I think she's a bad kisser. I almost feel like her teeth get in the way or something.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe the lips get stuck in his, maybe his lips get stuck in her gap.
Oh my God.
Is that what it is? I don't know. I was watching the kiss and it was like, and if I wasn't watching the TV, I would have thought they were having soup.
No, I like, well, you know, these cringeworthy moments that are Bachelor Nation. Mm-hmm. I always am watching in my robe and I'm in my robe.
Do you
and
turtle
I,
yourself into your robe?
Yes, I start pulling it up and I feel so uncomfortable. And I think she's a bad kisser. And I think I'm going to feel like this a lot of the season.
Let's keep this theory going as in weeks to come.
Okay.
Also, we'll I don't mean to rewind back here, but we didn't. I love when ABC has to do like the theme of Rachel's season, right? Is that she was, God, what is the word? It starts with an S. Help me out.
She's neglected. She neglected herself to meet someone.
Yeah.
That's her problem. That's her theme.
Yes, but no, God, what is the word? I wrote it down. You wrote it down. It starts with an S. I can't. It's going to drive me nuts. I don't know. That she's skeptical. That's it. Sorry. I could not.
Starts think, with S.
I could not think skeptical. But she's like, you know, ABC is like, she fell in love. She was skeptical when she went on this season, but now she's ready. And so they always do like this whole thing
They have the Bachelor buzzwords. They always need the mm-hmm. girl to have what's her problem? What's her issue? Yeah, she's a skeptic. But her other thing is that
her career took over.
Oh my gosh, I have a theory about her career as well. Okay. I thought her intro was like super lame.
Why
also
do they
think...
do these fake courtrooms? Like, please don't do that.
That was so bad.
They did that for one of the guys too that's also a lawyer. They probably used the same set, let's be honest. And they had him like talking to the jury and I was like, this is another turtling into my robe. Like, I was like, why? Like, who agrees to this?
I also think, so she said she does like defense litigation. I feel mm-hmm. like she's like an asbestos lawyer.
Like for
homeowners? I'm serious. Like, yeah, she does defense litigation, civil litigation. I wouldn't be surprised if she's an asbestos lawyer. Like, she defends the asbestos companies for people that got mesothelioma. That's the biggest class action lawsuit in the United States. That's a common known fact.
Thanks, Judge Mahoney. What the hell? That was like, I'm impressed. The more you know. I've learned so much.
That was
much.
Not the right tune.
What's the right? Yeah.
I don't know. Like Tamara Barney does those.
Oh,
and
God.
Like Andy Cohen. The more you know.
You literally just did the exact same way I said it. Okay. But okay. And then she got to, okay, I do love her dog though. And I'm like.
Oh, Copper? Yeah. The Gimp? Copper for the Gimp? Oh, God.
Adopt,
don't
shop.
I don't do animal.
I know, but I like it. Her house though is like nicer than like, I feel like the Bachelor always gets stuck in the guest house. Like her house is not even connected.
They always have the Bachelorette in that other home, I feel like, up on the hill.
Okay.
And I don't know why they do that. Do you know also the Bachelor Mansion? First of all, it's looking like totally run down to me.
Right.
But that people live there and then they move out during the seasons. That is ridiculous.
I think I would just be like, you can just give me a full year rent. Always.
I think I would just sell the house to the Bachelor.
Maybe, but they probably get a really good deal for each season. They could probably renegotiate every season, I bet. So, okay, I also have a theory of why the Bachelor stays in the guest house and why the Bachelorette stays separately in a different house.
So the guys don't come over every night?
Well, there goes my theory. But yes, but I think it's like a sexual like assault thing of like trying to stay away from that. Like, couldn't you imagine the guys getting drunk in the house and then like she can't defend herself, but like they're like, Ben, he's fine, Nick, he's fine. Like if the girls are drunk, they're just gonna fuck. But like it might get a little too crazy if the guys are drunk.
That's a good point. And you know that's what they do on the off days.
Yeah.
They get wasted at the house. It's like a frat house. It's fantastic.
Oh.
My favorite part of The Bachelorette is like after the credits when they're guys are just making fun of themselves. I want to see a whole show of that.
I would like the bloopers. And I don't want this like tied blooper shit that we get at the men tell all or the women tell all. Like I want like the disgusting, dirty, like hilarious shit that happens that's not ABC. That's like MTV. Yeah.
I want that too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to write Chris Harrison about
Chris.
This.
Hey, Chris.
I think Chris Harrison doesn't quite have a bond with her.
Ooh.
Felt like he was off last night.
I think he's
Maybe
just
he was
so,
like sick.
I think he's so checked out of this. I think this is what pays the bills. He's got his book. He's divorced. Like he's just like doesn't care anymore.
But what else does he do?
What does he need to do? He's probably made so much money off of this show. Also,
I think he's that rich.
Also, I need to talk about the Twitter handle of @ChrisMFHarrison. It's not actually Chris Harrison, but it is such a good parody account. You guys should all follow it. It's pretty hilarious. Okay, let's get back to the guys now.
Okay, so we had Kenny the wrestler. He lives in Vegas.
This is what I always want to know. You know, they always give these guys, like certain people, their spotlight before the limo intros.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of figure out, like, are these people that, like, are they looking for a diverse group that they're doing? Do you think they do it for all of them and they cut down the best ones? Or what do you think? Why do you think they do that?
It's our introduction. Like, you know, all those people are going to make it pretty far. And it's your introduction.
Mohit the drunk did not make it past night one.
That's true. San Francisco boy.
Yeah. He was handled.
He had like the Bollywood dancing.
Yeah. And he was like so cute in his intro package.
Yeah, why did they give him that if he went home? Because he cried at the end?
Maybe because he got so hammered during the episode. Because when she was making out with Brian and he's in the background, he's like, no! I was like, ABC, your editors kill me. We'll get into something else that they did throughout the episode that was hilarious. But okay, yeah, so we have Kenny the wrestler. He is a 10-year-old.
So wait, his daughter looked like she was 16.
Well, and he even said...
I'm surrounded by 10-year-olds a lot. Like, that was not a 10-year-old. I'm like, that girl's 14.
Like, she's got her 14-year molars.
Like, did she get her wisdom teeth pulled?
I liked him. I like Kenny. I don't think he'll go that far. I think he's kind of vanilla in the sense, like, he's just plain, but, like, I know. God, no, I can't say these words now because I'm going to be, I know, I didn't mean it like that. God, I'm going to be, like, called such a racist from this. I'm not trying to. Like, I meant he's just, like, a plain guy. Like, he's, like, normal. Like, he's not going to do anything exciting. He's not going to do anything crazy, but he would be like a good, like, settle. Like, she can settle with that. I also don't think she's going to end up with anybody who has a kid.
Agreed. Agreed. No, he's not going to make it that far. I did like Alex. He had like the Greek parents and they were making the shish kebabs.
Oh, yeah. He was okay.
Oh, I thought he was pretty sweet.
I just, again, like, not a standout to me. So it was like interesting if
the Rubik's Cube didn't turn it on for you.
And he's like, I'm a weightlifter, but like, I'm also a coder and Rubik's Cubes. He's like, Rachel, yeah, this is for you. I'm like, a fixed Rubik's Cube? I could buy it like that. I don't need you to do any of that. Okay, Jack Stone is like an interesting character to me.
His teeth?
First off, he goes by Jack Stone.
Yeah.
Like,
he's also a lawyer from Texas, so they have a lot of lawyers.
But is he the one that was like the creepy stare where he like puts his chin down and he's like looking at you and he's like, hey, Rachel. Like, it's too aggressive. It's too creepy for me.
That it was exactly him, and he had the super white teeth.
Yes.
And he lost his mom to cancer. He also has a dog. He is like a bomber.
Yes, yes. And then
he's like the guy at the bar that comes up to you and like creepily talks to you and you're like, can't stop looking at his teeth. And you know he's like really trying hard, but you know he's so awkward and uncomfortable. And you don't want to be mean to him, but you're like, please stop talking to me. But you don't actually say it. But then he asks to buy you a drink and you're like,
And then you're like, yeah, I'll take it. And then you walk to the other side of the bar. But he was attractive, so maybe you let him stay around for a little bit. Or you come back after you've had your drink, so you have a little bit of a glaze over those eyes, and you're like, all right, I'll talk to you one more time. Mary.
I know exactly who you're going to talk about. Well, boom!
Fucking hate this guy. I fucking hate him. I literally, every part of these notes is, I fucking hate this guy. I hate this guy. I fucking hate him. I hate him so much. He's not even attractive.
Okay. He looks like a cartoon.
He does.
They must have some crazy freaking teeth whitening deals on this show because I've been blinded.
Crest white strips.
You know what happened to me in college with the crushed white strips?
I know.
I would wear them. And I would take naps my freshman year of college. I would put them in. I'd take naps. I over-bleached my teeth so much. I'd walk into a frat party and I was like,
the black light.
The black light and fucking Ross Geller from Friends. And I was like, hey guys, I'm here at the party.
You wait. It's like a highlighter party. And they're like,
whoa. It was so bad.
Oh my God. That's amazing. But this guy, I fucking hate him. If he's you know he's going to be on Paradise, which fucking pisses me off because he's so annoying.
Well, he looks like a cartoon as well. And I was looking at him and I was like,
It's the upturned nose.
No, I was like, this guy looks so familiar.
Oh, no.
Did a little background research today. He went to Cal at like the same time my sister went to Cal. I could have made out with him at a frat party when I was 15.
Ew. Wait. This is why I hate this. Boom. He shows up in his catchphrase shirt. He's so annoying. Like, it's not funny.
The loudspeaker, and he's one of my balls is bigger than the other.
Like, he's clearly just doing this for screen time and to get noticed. But, like, you're being noticed in the wrong way, because if I was, like, in any part of entertainment, I'd be like, I fucking hate you.
He's a clown.
Like,
wait, speaking of people, like, entertainment and being over the top and not fitting in. What about that guy, Blake?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. from mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, I didn't even remember that he was introduced. We met him already.
And he had the really awkward intro with her.
Like, he was, like, really uncomfortable on live TV, right?
Right. He, like, had an awkward dance or something, and he was just super weird. But then, okay, in his, like, intro, so he's, like, a personal trainer athlete type of person.
They all are.
And he's like, but sex is very important to me. And I have a really nice penis. And I was like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah.
And he made me feel uncomfortable.
It just was like, Lenny had like at one point during the package, not to be punny, but he's like in his these skinny jeans and like these like Italian loafers. And he just got his leg up and he's like stretching. And I'm like, those pants are going to rip.
He looks very slimy. And then he goes over the top and brings out the marching band.
Okay, I did like that. I like
that. I like feel like that does not suit his personality. He's like,
well, but he's an cocky, but he's an aspiring douche. Drummer. That's his title, is aspiring drummer. Which is like, if we're doing that, I'm aspiring podcaster who I'm aspiring diff eyewear sponsorship. I'm aspiring exactly. Flat tummy tea representative. Like this guy, I'm aspiring millionaire. Like all these things that you could put as your title is so, it's so ridiculous.
By the 310 shakes, please reach out. 310 shakes.
By the way, to go back, that stupid Lucas Waboom guy, that's his title, Waboom. That's not even, that's not a career. I hate him.
It's awful.
I hate him.
Okay, let's talk about Josiah. So he pissed me off.
He was too much. He also talked in third person. He's like, Josiah is a lawyer. Josiah is going to get that first impression rose. Wait, Josiah's not getting the rose. If Waboom gets it over Josiah, Josiah is not going to be happy. I'm like, Josiah, shut the fuck up.
And his story was like pretty extreme. Like, yeah. He had to cut down his brother. That was a lot of information. That was too detailed. They could have just said the brother committed suicide.
I also like, though, that he has, like, a 12 by 14 photo in a gold frame of his brother, like, on a bar cart. And I'm like, you come home every day and you just pick that picture up? Like,
it was uncomfortable.
I don't mean uncomfortable. Yes, and that's what, you know, when I'm uncomfortable, I laugh. But I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, this is so weird. Yeah, he's also like awkwardly tall, but like then when we were at the house, I didn't feel like he was taller than anybody, so I don't understand his body.
Well, it was because he was talking to that other really tall
DeMario.
Yes, he was super annoying as well.
Yeah. Also, so then like those are like the last package that they did too. I really liked Diggy.
Oh, he had like 500 pairs of sneakers.
Yes, I thought I liked him a lot. Like I thought, I mean, granted, what is his real name? I don't know, because someone just told him they liked his digs, so he went with that as a nickname. Because why not? But I really liked him, and he had like a bow tie. I just really, I want him to go pretty far.
See, I thought he was like annoying and too confident.
More so than Josiah and DeMario?
No, I didn't like either of them.
Yeah. Also, ABC.
My front runners are Spanish and
Brian and Peter.
About Peter's Instagram, I don't know. I'm stressed out.
Yeah, I see that. ABC gave Rachel a Tesla.
I know.
What the fuck? Does Elon Musk have some sort of like ownership now?
Teslas are like everywhere up here. It's insane how many Teslas I see.
Down here too. It's the new BMW.
It really is, because I think you can get them for like 70,000 now.
Oh, what a steal.
Yeah, I'm in the market. Tesla.
Wait, hold on. I changed my career title. Aspiring Tesla owner.
It sounds great. It would look good on you.
Yeah. Okay, so then she like brings in all these former girls from Nick's season, and I'm like, why are they bringing these girls in here? And I'm like, ABC, you fucking geniuses. All these girls are going to paradise.
Yeah. So they have, it was Raven, who's just a doll. I hope she falls in love with James in paradise.
No, she needs to be with Luke.
No, Luke is creepy. He has the creepy eyes. There's something behind his eyes.
Or nothing, maybe.
Yeah.
Corinne.
Then we had Corinne.
Team Corn.
Dolphin Chick, don't even know her name.
Alexis.
And then they had the Russian girl, who I actually really like. I could see her being, like, proposed to by the end of Paradise.
No, she won't do that.
Oh.
It's gonna be Corinne and Chad at the end.
No. Is Chad confirmed? I also saw that he did a watch party in San Diego, which I thought was kind of funny.
And then you were like, should I buy a flight to San Diego for a watch party?
I should.
You really blew it. Okay, let's just get into some of the limo entrance.
How did you think Rachel looked?
I thought she looked okay. You know my feelings on this. Like, ABC gave her an amazing makeover. Her weave is on point. Her hair looks amazing. Also, when they were showing the scene of her flat ironing her hair, I'm like, don't ever, ever pretend to me that she's doing her own hair at any point in this show.
No. They don't.
I thought her dress was gorgeous. Her body looked fantastic. I thought it was a great choice. And I liked that it wasn't red.
I think it looked like great against her skin tone. Mm-hmm. And I think she was like pretty charming. She's very sweet to the men. Like,
mm-hmm. She was very engaging.
And appeasing.
Yeah. And it wasn't like everything wasn't the same. Like, she wasn't repetitive with her replies to people, or like, she was genuine.
Yeah.
Very genuine. But
okay. So then let's go into like some of the over the top.
Yeah.
Entrances, like Bryce, the fireman, he picks her up in the uniform. And
did he make it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I don't even know. I liked Will as Steve Urkel. And then he came out as Stefan. And then he goes back and he comes and she's like, oh, are you Stefan Urkel now? And I was like, oh, they're cute. And I like that.
Yeah, he knew like right away.
Spoiler because he got voted off. But Blake, when he came, I thought Asian Blake was so cute. He gave her words of encouragement. He said, my grandparents only knew each other for a couple of months and then they've been together for 60 years. And I don't think he should have been eliminated.
Bachelor Nation was very upset about that.
He just had the nicest things to say about everybody too at the end. He just was like, there's a marketing guy, there's another vet, there's a doctor, there's some great guys. And I was like, Blake. And he has great dimples.
That could be like one of those people they bring back to like Paradise or
yeah, they're gonna give him a
second shot.
Yeah, I like that. What did you think about the guy, Brady, who did the break the ice? That was weird.
Like, these corny jokes, I would die. Like,
your bachelor entrance?
I often think about this, and I think I would just go, like, hey, my name's Mary. I like to drink in dark bars on Saturdays and Sundays. And
people call me, what's your nickname? Because if you ask for a nickname...
I don't know.
Okay, I'll let you ponder that for a week, okay?
I'd feel uncomfortable. I'd be like, sometimes I like to hike when I feel bad about myself for making poor choices over the weekend.
You know how it goes. Like, we've all been there, right?
Do you have shame spirals on Sundays? If so, check yes and apply within.
Yeah. Maybe that would be like my thing. I'd have to do something corny. So I think what I would do is based off kind of what you just said, I'd give him a little note and I'd tell him he has to bring it back to me and it would say, do you like
check
me?
Yes
check
or no.
Yes or check no. And he has to bring it back. That's cute, right?
Check yes, no.
Is that a song or did you make that up?
It's a country song.
Oh, never heard of it.
Actually, my prom date, he sent me a note in class and was like, will you go to prom? Yes or no?
Oh.
I did, Kevin Nestor.
Oh, I had a scavenger hunt one time to be asked to a dance.
That's cute. Then now those kids are so elaborate with that. It's like ever since the OC.
The MTV show has a show about promposals now.
Oh my God, that's way too much.
I know.
Okay, moving on.
Back to.
So there was Dean. He was wearing like the flower tie from the 90s. I was like, is that Blossom's shirt that you cut up?
No, it was sixes. But all the guys that she previously met were so awkward, Dean being one of them. And you know, I think Dean was super embarrassed by his line.
Well, yeah, because he said once you go black, you don't go back. And she handled that very so gracefully. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's when he got out, she was like, what clever line do you have this time? And I'm like, oh, she's good.
Yeah.
She's good.
But according to the previews, I think he makes it pretty far as well.
Yeah. Is he the one that says, like, I think there's going to be a fight?
His teeth are really white, too.
Are you just, you're blinded by teeth?
I really am.
Okay, so then she has somebody that she knows, Fred.
Yes.
Frederick. They went to middle school together. He brought a yearbook. And they, yes. What was she? She was like,
so she was like, she was in eighth grade and he was in third grade. And it sounds like she was like a camp counselor for him.
Oh, okay. I couldn't figure it out. So he's younger than her. So he's probably getting like to one or two episodes. And then she's going to say, it's too weird.
She's like, you're a bad kid.
Like, yeah, I'm she's like,
what did that guy do?
Yeah, I don't want to know. Jonathan.
Oh my God, the tickle monster.
He's like, I just wanted to make you laugh once today. I'm like, that wasn't a laugh. That was uncomfortable. That was uncomfortable. Please don't. That was my entire head is in my robe this time.
100% your turtle time right now.
Yeah.
But no, like anytime anyone touches my stomach, that's like an off limit area.
Right. Unless... she's probably also, I feel like, is wearing Spanx even though she doesn't need to.
Right.
But it's like, no, you don't, that is a no-no area.
Yeah.
Unless I've said yes, yes.
Right.
I...
Consent. We need consent.
And also, I like to that he has consent. That is the theme of my bachelorette season. But also, it was like he later too was like, oh man, there's a lot of guys here. Like, I don't know. Like that Waboom guy, he's a little crazy. And I'm like, you're a fucking tickle monster.
You're a tickle monster. His nose was super long. It reminded me of
Pinocchio.
Something like, no, I'm thinking of a movie. It's like a kid's movie.
Okay.
I can't think of it.
If you guys know what she's talking about from that little information, slide into our DMs.
Yeah, totally.
I like Lee. I liked him.
He's the shit disturber. He is the national
singer. What the fuck is
singer.
A shit disturber? Like a shit stirrer?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you just Kelly dotted that. Oh my God, a shit disturber. Guys, I legitimately
what
have
did
a...
I say? Shit stir?
You said shit disturber. You guys.
He's going to stir the pot. He's going to stir the
Is
pot.
Is it shit stir or shit disturber? Get back to us on which one you use.
No, it's disturber.
Okay. Yeah. Literally, there's the Matt who wore the penguin costume. He's the season shark girl. There's the guy Alex who brings the vacuum. And then there's Adam.
Adam, oh my God.
Adam brought a friend with him.
His name's Adam Jr. At first, I thought he was going to be a ventriloquist.
Yes, that's what I thought too.
I was like, oh, okay, this is whatever. And then I was like, oh my God, no.
Maybe he got it when he got it from the same doll store that Cameron got her voodoo dolls from.
Very true. Mama Estella.
Yeah, but the producers were like loving this. I mean, Adam Jr. got more of a talking head interview than some of the eliminated guys.
No, it was like ultra creepy. The producers were loving it and everyone just plays along.
Yeah.
How do they approach
at
them?
One point,
it's like, so
at one
go
point
sit
she's
down
talking
with Adam Jr. and just talk to him a little bit.
Well, no, and then at one point she's talking to some other guy and you could just see Adam Jr. is just laying by the fire. Watching them talk, and I'm like, these setups are so, they're like, hey Rachel, just go talk to John over there, I'm gonna set up Adam Jr., just pretend he's not even here, keep going with your day, he's not even here. All the other guys are just like, they're fine.
Nothing
right?
Majorly stuck out. I loved that Blake, the guy that talked about his penis, attacks Lucas Waboom straight off the bat and is like,
good.
You're not here for the right reasons.
Good.
It was like already the drama was developing.
Waboom is just annoying because everybody knows he's a producer plant. Like, you know that Rachel's never going anywhere with him.
No, but it's like the comedic relief.
So, but what I hate is when they do like the last rose and it's like him getting it, because it's like at that point I would just be like, this stupid fucker is getting that rose. Like, I would just start preparing to walk out if I didn't have a rose yet. But I just hate
right.
I hate it. And Blake was like, are you here for Rachel? He's like, are you? Like, he's basically saying he's not there.
Yeah.
To find love. Mohit gets wasted.
Yeah, he's gone.
DeMario. So, DeMario, I have a feeling, does not get very far. If you guys want to know why I think that, check out his Facebook, specifically his Mother's Day post. His name, I don't know off the top of my head, but you can look it up.
What does it say?
What? Okay, spoiler for if you don't want to know anything, but this is why I think he doesn't. So basically, he talks about on his Mother's Day episode that that he was walking into a strip club and his mom, he called his mom before and his mom said, you make it rain, you pay those girls' bills, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God.
He got wasted and he called his mom again. She said, yeah, blah, blah, whatever it was. But I'm like, if you are engaged to Rachel, you're not going to the strip club in May after the season.
Not on Mother's Day. God. How's the class? Yes.
Yeah. So I don't think he's going to go far. I don't think Josiah is going to go far. Josiah thinks Josiah is going to go far.
Right. The best part is, like, the guy's getting rejected. It's legitimately, like, 8 a.m. in the morning. They're so exhausted, tired. God. It's daylight. Like, the purring cat guy, he's the guy that got rejected that was crying, right?
Wait, I must have missed the purring cat guy.
There was, like, this purring cat guy. He was like, and she was like, I'm pretty sure it was him that got rejected. And he was like, it was like, I wanted to show off some outfits.
Oh, my God. Oh, Milton. Milton was really excited about his outfits. I'm pretty sure it was him.
Yes. I think the musician is the villain this season.
You think Blake is the villain? Oh, no. Yeah. Lee is the villain.
The Nashville guy.
Yes, Lee. Sorry. Yeah. Blake is also an aspiring drummer, remember? So I got confused.
Right. Who do you think is the cheater? They bring out that girl, the cheater.
Well, she's pretty white trash.
Yeah, so maybe Blake or Lee.
Yeah, basically one of them. Not, it can't be Peter. Can't be Brian.
No.
The hardest part about having all of these guys is, like, there's only a few that I know. So it's really hard for me to make predictions on it. But I guess maybe that's also what it is, too, is, like, the people who were spotlighted. Like, Waboom's gone next episode. He has to be, right? He can't go very far. Or do you think he calms it down?
They keep these guys around for, like, the comedic relief.
Yeah, but he's not comedic. He's not comedic relief like Corinne was.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes.
I mean, the season looks good. I think I'm definitely into it. And at least from the first episode, like, when it was JoJo's season, I felt like we knew episode one she was picking Jordan.
Mm-hmm. They're still together.
It's very interesting. So
bachelorettes have higher success rates than bachelors.
Yeah, it's also interesting. I also saw this article based on the amount of people who get the first impression rose and how far they go. Four people have gotten the first impression rose and won. Mm-hmm. Four people have gotten the first impression and got second. I believe it's like five that's gotten third place. And then, like, under that has been like the rest, basically. But, like, I thought those are interesting statistics.
I love the insider tips of Bachelor Nation.
Yes, I agree. But I think it's going to be a good season. I'm into it.
We're on this journey with Rachel Lindsay and to find her quest for love.
But we know she's engaged. We know.
She's skeptical.
So she was skeptical, but she's not anymore because she's engaged. Who do you guys think it is? Let us know.
And
we'll be back.
We'll see you.
We'll be back tomorrow with our other episode. Hopefully you guys like this one off. Let us know if you did or you didn't. Preferably if you didn't, just don't tell us, but, you know.
No news is good news.
Yeah, no news is good news. So, but let us know if you did, because we are happy to kind of keep going with this and talking about The Bachelor.
We love you, Bachelor Nation.
Until next time, goodbye.
It's all over you.
Look at me. Bye.
Bye.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V
is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla heavy-duty construction adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save